All right, I call this meeting of the Department of Event Programming to order at 7:32 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th, 2019 in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 317. We'll now move into line item two, roll call.
Director Lynch.
Present.
Assistant Director Liu.
Present.
Assistant Director Thummel.
Present.
Programmer Abs.
Absent, unexcused.
Programmer Benora.
Present.
Programmer Killian.
Present.
Programmer Cannell.
Present.
Programmer Michelle Gioli.
Present.
And Programmer White.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. We'll now move into line item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll go into line item four, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for March 28th, 2019. Sorry. Assistant Director Thummel.
Move to approve the minutes for March 28th, 2019.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none. Motion carries. We'll now go into line item five, budget review. Assistant Director Thummel.
So last Friday I had my meeting with Gabby Flores to go over what's hit the accounts yet. Everything looks good. There's a few things I'm just figuring out on my end. As far as things I need from you guys, Mackey Week, we're good. BUNLV, we will be good. Just double check with me by the end of tonight, please. Fail Forward, we're good. And Drag Show, we're good. And then for people for Family Weekend, I've already gotten some stuff. Just as you get more, send it to me as soon as possible. Since our terms are ending, I need to have everything put together sooner rather than later, so I can put our budget, entire budget review together, but send it to the next, whoever is the next person in my position.
Cool. Any questions for Assistant Director Thummel? Seeing none, we're going to move into reports. So we'll start with Programmer Benora.
So Family Weekend is this weekend, finally, and we've just been, getting all the nitty-gritty stuff done. I was in contact with Coconut Bowl, so everything should be good for the first night, which is tomorrow. And the shirts have come in, so hopefully everything goes well with that. There's a little snafu, so hopefully that'll be okay. But other than that, we'll go over more of the logistics after this. That's all I have.
Cool. Any questions? Seeing none, Programmer White.
Not really any reports. Sorry.
Any questions? Programmer Strangioli.
So diversity speakers going well. We sent me and Lena sent you the hour by hour, and then we also reserved the iPads like you asked, and then the car, as well as all reserved, and then we did the credit card last week.
Perfect.
Is that correct? I think. So I think that's pretty much it. It's coming up on the 11th, so we're just gonna wait.
Cool.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Cool. And just to let you both know, Arzo, Gabby, and myself are going to be having like a phone call with our speaker on Monday, and we'll be kind of wrapping up some details with that. So any information that we get from that, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
After Monday morning, so that way you can add it to the hour by hour and finalize anything. Programmer Cannell.
I think the credit card we made was for the rider items. So do we need to make a separate one or no?
I think I got two. I would still do an emergency one. However, I would check at Central Station to see what you submitted because I already signed the credit cards. But I hit decline to sign the one for the rider material. So I did not sign that one, but I signed the other one that you filled out. But I would still check with them just to make sure that it's there.
Okay.
And if not, just get that in, by tomorrow morning. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? Seeing none, Programmer Killian?
I can say some nice words about this year, but I don't really have anything to report. No report then.
Programmer Cannell?
Do you want me to go over the hour by one now?
You could just do, I'll send it out, and we'll do pre-event meeting, but the three attacks, yeah.
Okay. So, the Diversity Summit speaker is on 4/11, and please dress in polos and name tags or nice Nevada gear for the interns. And then we're going to be meeting at 5:30 in the program.
Cool. Any questions for Programmer Cannell? And I'll be sending out, again, they sent me their hour by hour. However, There's still some details we need to finalize and add to it after my meeting with Arzo on Monday, so I will email you all that. So please read over it, so that way you are aware of it, but they'll be going over it at the pre-event meeting once you come Thursday at 5:30 next week. Programmer Benora.
What time are we expected to be done that night?
I would plan until 10 at the latest. The speak, like, her portion goes until 8:30. However, we have, like, meet and greets after that, and she's going to be doing some interviews with, like, student publications, so, and cleanup. I'm assuming we'll be done before 10. However, like, at latest, I think 10 p.m. Any other questions? Seeing none, Assistant Director Thummel. Assistant Director Liu.
Okay, couple things. First, spring concert tickets are now on sale, so please encourage all your friends to reserve a ticket. Austin will talk more about that in a little. In terms of the people who said that they wanted to help, I think I'm going to have Lena and Mackenzie help me make like all the signage for the events, like where check-in is, all of that. And then I'm going to have Alyssa and Michael do the rider shopping the day of and like setting up the green rooms because they will be here on that day. Yeah, okay. And then lastly, for the entrance final project, I'm having them do the letters to the future board as you guys are doing. But then also I'm having them, instead of the reflection, they're doing an activity and I don't know, I named it What's in the Bag. So they're gonna bring like a bag and in it put 3 to 5 items that they think represent like what they've learned this year or some themes that they've decided that they've seen or I don't know, anything really that they think encompasses this year. And they're gonna be presenting those not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. So if you guys wanna come and hear them and see what their reflection of the year, please do, because that'll be their last meeting.
Any questions for Assistant Director Liu? Program right now.
Will you post the time and the place in the
room? Yeah, sorry. I'll remind, like, close. I'll remind, like, a couple days before.
Cool. Any other questions? Okay, so for my report, I have a few things. The first, and I actually just want to pull this up and do this now. The first thing is Assistant Director Thummel and Liu and myself have been working with Senator Flangus the past few weeks to make some SAS changes, and I kind of want, they just got approved through Senate last night, and we made like a lot of changes to our department and the function and like the positions within it, so I just want to pull them up and quickly show you kind of how to access them, where to look, so that way you can read them later if you are interested in applying for another position on this board for this upcoming year, because the SAS that we approved looks different than what's actually in the SAS right now. So, so if you go online to nevadaasun.com/documents, oh wait, no, I don't want to do that, because it just got approved through.
Where do I go?
Oh, public meetings on the Nevada website, archived meetings, and then you can click on Senate. If you pull up their agenda, you'll be able to scroll down and see our changes. Anything on here that is crossed out has been removed, and anything in highlighted is has been added. So our first major change is we took out academia within our mission statement and added educational opportunities, so the boards in the future don't have to try to like do things that like promote academics necessarily, but all of our events moving forward should have some educational piece. And by that I mean Soup for Success was educational because we were giving like tips for success. New Year, New Me was educational because we had all those groups out there educating people on like different strategies.
Drag show
was educational because we were teaching students about like a new culture that they might not have been aware about, and we had like slides on the history of drag. So as you can see, it doesn't have to pertain necessarily to like an academic setting. However, our event should be educating people. We changed some things within the director position, not that drastic. We just added specific things that I've been doing and changed wording. There's nothing really to go over. Austin's position is now going to be titled the Assistant Director of Budget and Assessment. And we added some information on how to like create assessments, and this person is now in charge of collecting data like during events, after events, and then kind of providing that data to the board, so that way the next department can like plan events that make sense off of what students are like saying for their feedback, if that makes sense. And let the record show that programmer Cannell left the room at 7:42. So that's kind of the major thing there. For Assistant Director Liu's job duties, we scratched out, like, this was basically what it was requiring her to teach all the interns this year. However, it's very specific and does not make sense, and some of the things don't even apply to us anymore. So we just, like, made it more general and made it make sense to this job. There was also never anything in here about working with Inkblot or the marketing side of her job, even though it says marketing and interns, so we added information about how she's supposed to work with Inkblot and how market for events and all that stuff. For programmers, we just changed the wording for one of them because it said that you would help plan events, but we just changed it to say that you will plan events because you're not helping with it, you're actually doing it. We also added the liaison portion that you were doing this year, and then that you'll use data provided by the assistant director to guide your planning. Again, we just changed the wording to match the top. BUNLV, that wasn't supposed to be scratched out, so we're still going to be required to plan BUNLV events. And then, yeah, the rest of it should make sense. And then we did change a lot of the internship portion, but again, that was just to match the wording of the other sheet. So I'm not really going to go into this because it's kind of similar to what was on the other page. Except a main thing in here is that it was kind of stating that if you were an intern, you basically were automatically going to be given like a job as a programmer. So we kind of changed the wording of that because that's not the case. You kind of have to like still apply and prove that you deserve to be on the team. Are there any questions for any of us about these changes? No? Okay. Again, I just wanted you all to be aware of those, so that way if you decide or you know people who are deciding to apply for a position on this team next year, that these are all like new and that they should be aware of that before going into an interview, because often whoever's interviewing you will ask you questions in relation to the SAS. Speaking of that, applications are currently open. So this is for all ASUN positions, not just programming. If you or anyone you know wants to be an exec board officer, the application is due April 9th, which is Tuesday, I believe. And then every other application is closing on April 12th. So if you're deciding to apply or you know someone, encourage them to get that in soon. And all applications can be found on Workday. I'm Assistant Director Liu.
The only ones closing on the 9th are Attorney General, Director of Programming, Director of Clubs North, and Chief of Staff. Then the rest of the exec members close the 12th, but then the programming and like all the commissioners and everything closes on the 26th.
As you can see, I wasn't aware of that. However, still try to get that in, and encourage people to get that in as quickly as possible. Family weekend, as Dimitri talked about, is this weekend. We're going to be going over all of that later, so I'm going to save that for that portion of things. Banquet is this. Banquet is this Tuesday. Banquet is this Tuesday. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's in Ballroom C upstairs. Come dress professionally. It's going to be like a fancy dinner. It's like a formal dinner type setting. We're going to take pictures as a board. You can take pictures with anyone else. And then dinner starts right at 6, so you want to be there to be able to get food. Also, just so you know, this year is a little bit different, so they have invited like the president of the university, Dr. Ellis, like a lot of professional staff is coming to this. So please like be professional in how you're acting and like, yeah. Just like be aware of who's going to be there and like you are representing ASUN and like I don't want to deal with things in my last few days as director, so please don't do anything to embarrass yourself, embarrass ASUN, embarrass the university. That's all I'm going to say. Thursday is the diversity speaker. So we already talked about the time and everything. I am going to kind of require that you all really try, and by try I mean I really want you to do this, bring like at least one or two friends outside of this department, outside of ASUN, to the event. Because if all of us brought like one or two people, we're just like adding people in and like increasing our attendance. There is an RSVP link through like the bios of Twitter and Instagram on ASUN. However, people don't have to fill that out to get in. They're gonna have iPads to let people fill that out as they enter. And this is open to community, professors. It does not have to be specific like undergrad students. So anyone is welcome, but please, like, I really need your help getting the word out there and inviting people. So if you're in another club or organization, you should be posting about this. If you know people like who would be interested in this, even if you don't think so, like, I need you to help me with that. So please pass on the word. Please remember that at the end of the year, reflection and letters are due to either Gabby or myself. Interns, you have your own little thing, but programmers, the reflection and letters by Sunday the 14th. Our last meeting is going to be the 18th of this month, and you'll be going over the spring concert hour by hour. Gabby and Austin will be leading that. And then the spring concert is the 19th, and you're required to be here all day. So if you... some people have already contacted me, so thank you for those of you who have. But if you have not already, please email me, but also CC Austin and Gabby, so that way they're aware of how many people they're going to have. And then the 25th of this month is a Thursday. We're not going to have a meeting because our terms are going to be over. However, we're going to plan some type of like celebration dinner type thing. If you want to go, join us. You're encouraged to go. However, at the end of the day, you can decide whatever you want to do, but it'll be like around the same time on a Thursday. Let me make sure I got everything. Oh, for the concert. So, Gabby announced the artist at Senate yesterday, so we'll tell you, but I have some things along with that. So, the headliner is Boombox Cartel, which is an EDM artist, which is very exciting. We are not allowed to like post it yet because there's like specific rules in the contract that we have to use Boombox Cartel's logo and other things within our marketing. So like, please don't post anything on your social media about that. However, like, this is your time that you don't have to hold a secret anymore, and you could like, if someone asks you, you could tell them yes, or like you could drop the name type thing. But encourage people to get a ticket. And then hopefully soon we'll be able to announce and then retweet, repost, all of that stuff. So there we go. It's pretty exciting. Are there any questions for me at all? I gave you a lot of information, but any questions? No? Okay. Cool. So we will now move into line item 8, new business. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for marketing materials. Assistant Director Liu.
I move to approve the budget for marketing materials.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Thummel. Assistant Director Liu, can you just quickly explain?
Yes, this budget proposal is for the easy up that we have found without a leg. it can't be fixed, and so we're buying a new one.
Yes. Hopefully our goal is to keep the tent from now on inside of our office. We still need to work with Gabby and make sure professional staff is okay with that. But like, hopefully for next year, the tent will just be programming, and then if clubs or other people want to use it, they'll like request through the director of programming to use it. However, we're basically the ones who use it the most. So we want to keep it in our office, so that way if it breaks again, we know for sure who did it, I think. Are there any questions about this? Programmer Venora.
So I was under the impression that we were not the ones who broke it.
Okay. Yeah, there's...
It doesn't matter.
Okay. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, there's no real way to prove who... There's no real way to prove it at this moment because the level of, like, documentation was not very high. So, yeah. So we just basically, at the end of the day, we use it the most, so we're just going to pay for it, but in return, we're going to try to keep it, and yeah. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. So all those in favor of approving the budget for marketing materials, please say aye.
Aye.
All those that oppose, abstentions, seeing none, budget passes. We'll now move into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No. Okay, seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 7:51 p.m.